Hello everyone, this is Kelly Beard of KarmicTools.com and this is your weekly forecast for September 5th through 11th of 2021. So our week kicks off with an amazing gathering that I have talked to you all about before called Words Across the Water. This is a community gathering where we get together to raise some funds for a project, a literacy project, and the retreat center that they're building in Ghana. I love these ladies. They are doing such good work all over the world. Nana Abana is with us, and Yeye Louisa Tish are the co-hosts, and we have a special guest, Nima Jackson. But I will say that every guest they have is always amazing and brings brilliance to the table, and everything that we discuss there is about community building. So for those of you that are into it, by all means, please join us. It is to support an amazing cause. I can't wait. I think they're going to open it in the spring of 2022, and I really, really want to go. But we'll see how it goes. Proceeds fund the Ebukule Estates Library, historical tours across the waters to Elmina Castle, and a literacy program in Ghana. This endeavor has been approved by the indigenous elders of the region, and we love that. We want to work with the elders around the world for making this world a better place, right? And right now, the way we do that is gathering in community. We do share excerpts from Yeye's book, Jambalaya, a natural woman's book. So all I can say is that there's almost always additional resources and people and really good ideas for community and so inspiring for whatever you're doing in your own community. I just love them. I love them. And this is the sixth gathering. I've been there for all of them. I've shared it with you at least three or four times already. So I hope those of you interested in community building will join us. Same day kicks off our week of activations, though. On the 5th, which is Sunday, we have Venus squaring Pluto. Now, what's wild about this is that the next day, Mars trines Pluto, which means we've got a challenge with our feminine to grow out of comfort zone into new territory, which means we've got to adjust our values and priorities in some kind of way and change something permanently in that department so that we can do the masculine transformation with ease and grace, meaning the choices and the actions that we decide to take after we have reorganized the values, let's say. So very interesting week with our masculine feminine. Then Venus is going to trine Jupiter. That's the two benefactors coming together. Sun trining Uranus is always a breakthrough of some kind. And then we got the Virgo new moon, which is the beginning of a new routine to support your new identity and purpose that's emerging as we speak. And then the last thing for this week is Venus moving into Scorpio, which is a lot too. So let's dive in with our first activation, Venus square Pluto. This activation brings intensity and it challenges you to grow out of comfort zone into new territory where your relationships and finances are concerned. It creates very intense emotional responses and experiences with others that tend to trigger insecurities or hidden fears in one or both of you. Stability is not part of the equation at the moment. Basically, with a week with Pluto and Uranus in the mix, yeah, something's getting shook up. So prepare for inevitable change. You've probably already felt it coming, the shift in your relationship or financial situation. Well, it's here now, so you can be proactive on your own behalf, or you can suffer the consequences of postponing the inevitable. You may have heard me say, pay now or pay double later. That applies to this transit too. The natural reaction may be to hold on to the job or the relationship, but try not to give in to that temptation. Pluto intensifies everything, and the more you resist the necessary purification and change that Pluto brings, usually the more painful it is. It is better to clarify your values and priorities and choose change rather than have it forced upon you. Either way, once the dust settles, you should be better off because things either change for the better or go away altogether, making room for something new and more in alignment with your values and priorities of now. Deep breath. So changing something in our fundamentals is important right now. The next day, Monday the 6th, is our new moon day and a very long day of activations. Didn't even catch that. Ha! All these activations are all Monday, except for Venus. Venus moves into Scorpio on Friday. So Monday starts with Mars trining Pluto, our sacred masculine. This is an active, transformative energy that will help you change your life in a healthy, positive way. You may have the energy and inclination to make major personal and permanent changes to who you are and what you want on a deep soul level. Because it's a trine, it promises more ease than is usually associated with Pluto, and in this case, makes transformation smoother. You may be especially focused on what needs to be done or changed in your life at this time. You will want to take action, and the universe supports that decision, as long as it is righteous and not totally self-serving. This is a good time to get moving, take action regarding your long-term goals, and you will be able to create momentum. You may realize that some of your recent actions or choices do not necessarily support your deepest drives or desires. As you get in alignment within and without, the results can be miraculous. Be creative and be brave. Deep breath. Same day that Mars trines Pluto, Venus trines Jupiter. So again, with the big boys being involved with our personal transformation right now. And when the two benefactors get together, it's always a good thing. And that trine is ease and grace, though. So anytime we're dealing with trines or sextiles, yes, there are opportunities and definitely opportunities for more ease than usual, but we have to apply ourselves to get the good out of it. We have to really work with those energies consciously to see results of some kind. So this is usually a pleasant energy, although short-lived. It is a good time to enjoy some kind of social activity. No pressure, just easy, laid-back fun. It can make you prone to laziness or excess, but only if you're already prone to that. Otherwise, if you are typically busy and constantly on the go, this energy gives you permission to kick back a little and release the usual pressures to produce. Take some time out to smell the roses or at least reflect on all that you have accomplished and give yourself due credit for coming this far. This is a good time to travel, go on vacation, or take a short trip. This energy tends to bring forth earned blessings, so take a moment to give thanks to the powers that be which brought you to this point. Deep breath. Now the sun trining Uranus. Both of these are like awakenings happening, y'all. So I want to hear from you. I want to hear what ahas come through this week and what new beginnings you kick off, because everything's waking up in a certain kind of way. This energy is wonderful for a little self-examination and taking action on your own behalf. Look at your habits, home situation, work, or anything else that is important to you, and look at how you've gotten to where you are. What kind of choices led here? This is a good time to look around and see how you can conserve what is useful and release that which is no longer relevant for you going forward. It's also a good energy for organizing and clearing the decks, so to speak, of the things that have piled up and still need to be dealt with or released altogether. Your choice. You may be feeling very practical, possibly selfish, but it's actually self-preservation. You know the Kellyism. Sun is all about you, and Uranus is a unique awakening for you, the individual, in this ease and grace. It's just going to light something up or crack something open in a sudden way that you finally see it from another angle. And it's like, wow, that illuminates so much, which leads to our Virgo new moon. The Virgo new moon comes every year and presents us with an opportunity to reboot the system, your personal system, which usually entails creating a whole new routine as well. Theoretically, during the last lunation, which was Leo Aquarius, we decided what we were going to express with more integrity and authenticity, and what we were going to invest in self and community with more energy and resources, because there are new values and new priorities at this time. Virgo time supports integrating all that you have learned about your core essential nature recently into a new routine and creating a completely new system for living that will support you better in the here and now. It's time to digest, assimilate, and integrate the last 9 months specifically. Also deeply supported this month is acknowledging and releasing any regrets, mourning any true losses or deaths, and deepening your dedication to that which is vital, strong, healthy, and evolving within and around you. Pre-harvest assessments, which happen during August, September every year, always reveal what does or does not support your physical and spiritual selves, that spirit in a human form. Twice a year, February, March, and August, September, we have to take time out to check in on the physical body and spiritual being. This is always during Virgo Pisces time. If you're healthy, great. But if you have pushed yourself to the limits, it's time to pull back and recalibrate. We also have to check in with our spiritual being. If your practice is strong and supporting you, great. But if you've neglected your yoga or meditation, silence, or sleep, again, this is the best time to reboot the system and dedicate to a new routine. As we approach the harvest for the year 2021, keep in mind that everything is a response to the last thing and preparation for the next thing. So as you connect to what you love and your authentic self in Leo, You shift to how to anchor that emergent self in your day-to-day life so that you are individually secure before you move into Libra. That is the time to cultivate relationship and or engage with others on some level. It is also a great time of year to address any imbalances in your life as we approach our one of two opportunities each year to tune into physical, literal balance at the equinox. So deep breath. Also, I'm throwing in here for September 8th, my second Mercury class. There are three classes altogether. If you missed the first one, there is a replay. The value of doing this class is those custom goodies that you get of your own and where Mercury retrograde is going to affect you. So you all can still sign up for this throughout the class and get the goodies that you need to navigate the Mercury retrograde. That being said, I will offer this again in the new year for the next retrograde. So like I said, you don't necessarily have to participate live to benefit from the tools and the replay. But of course, live is more fun and we get together. And when there's more than one person, we have lots to learn from each other. So that's always good. And right now, I only have about 8 people in the class, so we're keeping it nice and intimate. Last thing for this week is Venus moving into Scorpio until October 7th. She moves into Scorpio on Friday, September 10th. As you move through the relationship work in Libra, many new layers of life and how connected to it all you really are revealed when she enters Scorpio. As new or sometimes old issues are exposed and brought into the light, you begin to realize that the love and abundance you've managed to attract or create is a direct reflection of your own personal values and self-worth. As Venus moves into Scorpio, it activates soul level work and illuminates how invisible energy is affecting your life and relationships. Ideas or beliefs that have become unconscious, hidden, or buried come into your conscious awareness at this time, rooting out any self-deceptions and or bad habits which no longer support who you've become over the last 2 to 8 years. It's time to identify and release any self-sabotage, illusions, delusions, or inner darkness that is delaying your good or misguiding your power. It's time to distill your motivations back to their original essence and intentions. Define your own terms. What is love, abundance, beauty, life? What do you want and why do you want it? How will you create it or magnetize it in? Scorpio is the energy and lesson of karma and creation, holding us all accountable for that which we bring into being and reminding us that willing and honorable sacrifice clears a space for magic to occur and invites the ancestors and invisible realms to contribute and assist. Venus in Scorpio reminds you that you are not the source of power, but merely a channel or vehicle of its expression in form. As a human with free will and choice, it helps to be responsible and aware anytime Scorpio is kicking. Releasing deeper issues, clearing a space to plant new seeds of potential, doing the 3D visible work, then stepping back and allowing the invisible power of source energy to breathe life into your intentions is the best use of this time and energy. It can be intense and often challenging, but if you are able to push through the discomfort and face any dark truths being revealed at this time, you will be cleansed, lighter, and better able to direct your power and shapeshift as needed for living on a planet that is based on the life-death-life cycle and a natural rhythm. So that's all that happens when Venus goes back to Scorpio. We just purify certain things around our relationships and finances and we get back to basics. So this week is intense and transformative for sure. There are several blessings and opportunities along the way that we can take advantage of. The hardest thing is at the beginning of the week with that Venus square Pluto, because often it is challenging to give up jobs and relationships that we've become attached to in one way or another. Even if they aren't good for us, right? We still be attached sometimes. So let's loosen up that grip. Trust the universe that anything that you let go of or anything that disappears or goes away, just like Pluto, it's either going to come back in a better form or it wasn't worth it anyway. It wasn't necessary anyway. Remember, Pluto doesn't strip anything real or necessary or good. It only strips the toxic, non-essential, sticky, icky that no longer applies and is in the way anyway. So let's trust that whatever we let go of and whatever new routines we can begin to anchor over the next couple of weeks will support us for the new year, which is bringing in lots of blessings and opportunities that we can only take advantage of if we've cleaned up the mess of 2020 and 2021 behind us. So stay open and receptive, stay present and alert so that you can take advantage of opportunities as they present themselves, but also so you can address anything that needs to be addressed sooner than later, because that's what Virgo New Moon is all about too. It's kind of resetting everything so that things are more organized, so that they work better, so that they are more effective for here and now. This is telling us that the whole year of rhythm and routine from last Virgo time to this Virgo time has run its course, and it's time for a new routine. As for extra bonus goodies, I'm going to suggest that you read the Virgo article or check out the goddess videos on my YouTube Karmic Tools channel that I put up at this time last year, because they all support the Virgo New Moon work that we're embarking upon right now. And if you are looking for suggestions on how to do self-care in a different way, then the goddess videos are really fun for that, because there's lots of suggestions on how to reset your system in a way that the Virgo New Moon just loves. So those are your extra support goodies that are out there for you. Of course, you can reach out to me directly as needed. I hope you join us for Words Across the Water. It is such an amazing community doing good work in the world that I want to support. So I love sharing it with other people. And happy harvest. This is the beginning, y'all. We're starting to see more and more clearly what we've created this year and how much stability we have regained from the crazy, ridiculous year of 2020 that changed everything. Once again, we have a mile marker on our timeline of before and after, right? And of course, the Mercury retrograde class is ongoing for two more sessions that set you up for the whole 9 weeks, right? It's taking 3 weeks to set up nine, but you have extra tools and divinations and goodies to support you throughout this Mercury retrograde through Libra. So I do recommend it if you're into it. And if you have strong Aries, Libra, or Cancer, Capricorn, then this Mercury retrograde is going to affect you more directly. And as of Monday, Monday's a really big day, y'all, energetically. We enter Mercury shadow, technically. So reach out if you need to. Join us where you can, when and where you can. And have a fantastic week. This is Callie Beard of Karmic Tools signing off.